It's Thursday, February 12, 2026.
This will be the largest deregulatory action in American history.
Trump EPA repeals landmark endangerment finding, the foundation for all U.S. climate regulations. Trump orders Defense Department to use more dirty coal subsidized by taxpayers. Plus,
and let's not forget, Canada paid for the construction of the bridge. The U.S. didn't want to pay. Canada said, we think it's important. We're going to pay for it. We're going to fund it to help facilitate international trade.
Trump threatens to block new bridge between Michigan and Canada.
All of that idiocy and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
We are doubling down on stupid.
Well, that's what we do, Governor. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, you heard Gavin Newsom there talking about doubling down on stupid. He was talking about overturning the endangerment finding. I can't think of anything stupider than that.
There probably isn't anything stupider than that.
Well, he's got 3 more years in office, so we'll see.
Yep, in a major victory for the fossil fuel industry, the Trump Environmental Protection Agency on Thursday revoked the landmark endangerment finding, the scientific determination that greenhouse gas emissions released by the burning of oil, gas, and coal endanger public health by causing destructive climate change. The endangerment finding was triggered by a 2007 Supreme Court ruling that found if the EPA determines that climate warming emissions threaten human health, then it must regulate them under the Clean Air Act. It forms the legal basis underpinning major U.S. climate pollution rules, and repealing it demolishes the EPA's authority to regulate emissions from tailpipes, smokestacks, power plants, and industrial sites. It could also be used to block future presidential administrations from regulating planet warming emissions. Even as the science of man-made climate change has become even more robust and deadly, costly extreme weather disasters are becoming more frequent and intense. On the broadcast, Dan Becker of the Center for Biological Diversity said revoking the endangerment finding and pollution rules means consumers will pay more for energy, and it will hold back U.S. innovation and global competitiveness and harm public health.
They're tearing up the facts and trying to advance the interests of their cronies in the oil and gas and auto industry over those of the American people. This is going to make kids sicker because there will be more air pollution. People with lung disease will suffer and some will die. People with heart disease will also have increased early deaths. So this is bad for people. It's good for China.
It's good for China because China is betting on a low-carbon future. As the U.S. retreats, American automakers are losing global market share as the world shifts to electric vehicles. China dominates global exports of clean energy tech, and a new analysis out this week shows that China is also reaping the economic benefits at home. Carbon Brief reports that clean energy and electric vehicle sectors made up more than a third of China's GDP growth last year.
I've changed my mind. Gavin Newsom was wrong. We are instead tripling down on stupid.
On Wednesday, the Trump administration also moved immediately to increase air pollution with an executive order directing the U.S. Department of Defense to buy its electricity from more costly coal-fired power plants subsidized by taxpayers. At a signing event, Trump also received the first ever Undisputed Champion of Coal Award from a coal trade organization.
Well, that sounds legit.
The impacts of climate change are still accelerating. The U.S. West is now in one of its warmest winters on record, with temperatures as much as 35 degrees Fahrenheit higher than normal in some places, causing record low snow cover and raising wildfire and drought risks. According to a new analysis from Climate Central, human-caused climate change made the winter's heat at least 3 times more likely to occur. Finally, in stupid news.
You mean we haven't had the stupid news yet?
Donald Trump threatened to block the opening of the new, nearly complete Gordie Howe Bridge linking Detroit, Michigan and Windsor, Canada. Canada paid the entire cost of building the bridge. Toll revenue will be split with Michigan. Trump's effort to extort new concessions from Canada came just hours after the billionaire owner of a rival bridge, also a Trump donor, asked Trump to block the new bridge because it interferes with his monopoly control over the crossing.
And he was happy to comply. I'm starting to think that Donald Trump guy might be corrupt. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today because we had so much stupid, you can check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on social medias, especially Blue Sky at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your stupid Green News Report. Everything is stupid.